From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is replacing National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with John Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton will start his position on April 9th. In his view, Bolton said the National Security Advisor has two roles.
One is to make sure that the president is presented with all of the options and the pluses and minuses of each of them so that he can make a fully informed decision.
He said the second role was to implement the decisions of the president. Trump has repeatedly clashed with H.R. McMaster, a respected three-star general, and talk that McMaster would soon leave the administration had picked up in recent weeks. Sarah Hemrajani has China's reaction to new trade tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump signaled he would implement on Thursday.
China urged Donald Trump to pull back from the brink on Friday and to back up the tough talk. Beijing says it will now slap tariffs on $3 billion of U.S. imports. And there may be more on the way. Penalties on U.S. wine, dried fruit and steel pipes could be next. It may seem like an arbitrary list, but those measures will likely hurt American farmers, both in states with strong Trump support in the U.S. heartland as well as California.
That was reporter Sarah Hemrajani. A Spanish Supreme Court judge has charged 13 Catalan separatist politicians, including fugitive President Carlos Puigdemont, with rebellion for their attempt to declare independence from Spain. The indictment wraps up a four-month-long investigation into the events last fall. Rebellion charges are punishable with up to 30 years in prison under Spanish laws. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Several European governments moved closer on Friday to expelling Russian diplomats in a show of support for Britain, which ordered out 23 undeclared intelligence agents after a nerve attack on a former Russian spy. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar spoke to reporters ahead of a Brexit meeting in Brussels.
I think that what occurred in Salisbury was loathsome and reprehensible, and we're going to stand right beside the UK on that issue.
In a boost for Prime Minister Theresa May, the European Union as a whole agreed late on Thursday to pin the blame on Moscow for the attack, which a judge in England said may have left Sergei Skripal and his daughter brain damaged. President Donald Trump's lead lawyer in the Russia probe, John Dowd, resigned Thursday, the latest twist in an investigation that continues to cast a shadow over the Trump White House. Congressional Democrats have expressed alarm, including Congressman Jared Nadler.
Mr. President, we are watching you. The American people are watching you. If you shut down or throttle the Mueller investigation by firing either Sessions or Rosenstein or Mueller, you will plunge this country into a constitutional crisis.
Some Republicans are also speaking out, including Senator Jeff Flake. Friday airstrikes killed at least 37 people in a Syrian town in the eastern Ghouta area, as another rebel group also called for a ceasefire to negotiate evacuations. Jeff Custer has more.
The rebel group Falak al-Rahman, one of the last three operating in the sprawling region, said the ceasefire went into effect midnight Thursday. Spokesman Wael Olwan said intense government attacks targeted the area controlled by his group amid a ground push. Rescuers, known as White Helmets, said all 37 people died in a single airstrike that hit an underground shelter in Arbeen. Olwan said his group has reached out to the United Nations to negotiate the ceasefire amid a government escalation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
United Nations experts called on China Friday to provide medical care to Jian Tianyong, a prominent human rights lawyer jailed for inciting subversion amid reports of his deteriorating health. In a rare joint statement on China, six independent human rights experts voiced deep concern at the condition of Jiang, who was sentenced to 2 years in jail last November after being found guilty of inciting subversion of state power. A Filipino Roman Catholic priest who was taken hostage last year by Islamic State group-linked militants recounted on Friday how military airstrikes helped crush the extremist siege in Malawi, but said Muslim autonomy deal is crucial to preventing additional bloodshed. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.